From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Oil from BP's blown-out well has now reached all of the Gulf states. Tar balls are showing up on beaches near Galveston, Texas. Mayor Joe Jaworski says he's alarmed, but he says there's no need to panic.
I keep in mind two things. One, it's a very small amount of oil, so that is inconsistent with the thought that, you know, our time has come and the oil has finally hit our shores. There may be another reason.
Meantime, a massive environmental ship designed to slurp up oily water is joining cleanup efforts in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's John Hamilton reports that it's too soon to say whether it's doing any good.
The so-called super skimmer is more than 1,100 feet long. It's designed to collect up to 500,000 barrels of oily water a day and separate out the oil. The ship spent the weekend in a 5-mile by 5-mile patch of the Gulf, not far from where the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded. But the Taiwanese shipping company that owns the vessel says tests of the ship's effectiveness have been inconclusive because the seas have been so rough. Conditions should improve in the next few days now that wind and waves generated by Hurricane Alex have subsided. The super skimmer's name is a whale because it takes in water through a series of slots toward the front of the hull that act like a whale's mouth. John Hamilton, NPR News.
An intense heat wave is gripping much of the country, with high temperatures soaring into the high 90s in much of the east. In New York, NPR's Jim Zaroli says residents are searching for ways to cope between now and Wednesday, when slightly cooler temperatures arrive.
New Yorkers headed to the pools and the beaches if they could, and the city opened public buildings for those who lack air conditioning. But the sun was strong, and the temperature had climbed nearly to 100 by mid-afternoon. Victor Fuentes was sitting in the shade outside the supermarket where he works.
Oh, man, this is torture. This is torture. The heat alone keeps you in a bad mood. New York City, here we come.
Because of the holiday, most offices were shut down, but the heat is expected to be equally bad, if not worse, on Tuesday, and city officials were urging residents to conserve power by keeping their air conditioners at 78, lowering blinds, and turning off non-essential appliances. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Israel's decision to ease its blockade of Gaza is now in effect. Some raw materials may enter the region, but construction materials like steel and cement are still being banned, along with exports and travel. The Israeli government voted last month to ease the restrictions following a deadly attack on a relief convoy that tried to breach its naval blockade. Israel says it will lift the blockade if Hamas releases a soldier who's been held since 2006. The new rules are taking effect as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu prepares to meet with President Obama in Washington tomorrow. A drop in S&P futures helped push Japan's Nikkei down 1.5% in early trading Tuesday. This is NPR News. Vice President Joe Biden is heading back to Washington after urging officials in Iraq to resolve differences holding up formation of a unity government. Biden says the new government must represent all political groups in the country. He met with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and former Premier Ayad Alawi, who both claimed the right to lead Iraq. The country's March 7th election produced no clear winner. Arizona Senator John McCain says winning control of the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar is crucial to winning the war in Afghanistan. McCain is predicting a tough battle for NATO troops there, but says he expects progress in the war next year. A new study published in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine confirms that high school students would benefit from a later start to the school day. NPR's Elise Spiegel has the story.
Researchers have known for a long time that teenage sleep patterns are different from the sleep patterns of younger children. Teens naturally go to bed about 2 hours later and also wake up later. But since school starts early in the morning, this often means that they don't get enough sleep. To test how a later start time would affect the mental well-being of teenagers, researchers from Hasbro's Children's Hospital in Rhode Island convinced a high school to push back its start time by half an hour, from 8 to 8:30, then required the students to complete a series of surveys. They found that reports of depressed moods fell from 64 to 45%, class attendance improved, and visits to the health center dropped. The authors write that these results are in line with a growing body of evidence that suggests later start times have benefits for adolescents. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
Asian markets are down in early trading amid worries on the global economic recovery. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.